Hi there, my name's Graham Holland. I'd like to welcome you to Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight number 64. It's February 2012, and in this particular show I'm going to be featuring the artists that are playing for us at the next Liverpool Acoustic Live event, which is on Friday the 24th of February 2012. And this is also it's a special one because it's our third birthday, our third anniversary show. A special one because we've got Stephen Langstaff coming back to play for us. He played at our very first event, and it's always good to have Stephen back again. Also on the bill, we've got coming over from York, we've got Holly Tamar and Chris Bilton. We've also got local band Ratty Little Fingers, and we've got two mini slots, one from Rob Rivieras and one from Simon Madison. As I said, this event takes place on Friday the 24th of February. The doors open at 8 o'clock, music starts at 8:30 sharp because we've got so much to fit in, and it finishes all wrapped up by 11:15 at the latest. Now, tickets. The advance tickets are all sold out. In fact, they've sold out in just over a week of going on sale. Which means that the only way you can get in, if you haven't already got your ticket, is by paying on the door. But, and this is a big but, there is only a limited number of £6 tickets available on the door when they open at 8 o'clock. And it will be on a strictly first come first serve basis. We're going to have 15 of those tickets on the door, and once those first 15 people are in and have bought those tickets and gone in to the V2 gallery, then we won't be able to let any more in, because we just physically won't be able to fit the people into the room, and we don't like letting people in and allowing them to pay to get into a gig and then people not being able to get in and see or hear the artist properly. So we cap it at 70 as a maximum for the V2 gallery. So if you didn't get your tickets in advance and you don't want a chance missing out on the door, then the best way to get advance warning of the tickets before they go on sale is by joining our event PR mailing list. And you can do that by heading on over to liverpoolacoustic.co.uk and look for the MailChimp monkey delivering mail, or chimpanzee delivering mail. You click on that and it will take you to a sign up for our events PR mailing list. And in that mailing list, we put in secret links for tickets for our future events before the tickets go on general sale. So those people who signed up to the mailing list will get the first chance to buy tickets before they appear on the listing on the We Got Tickets page. So that's the best way to get tickets in advance, I must say. So I'm gonna play you one track from each of the artists. I'll tell you a little bit about them. And first up is Stephen Langstaff. In fact, I'll tell you about Stephen Langstaff after I've played you one of his tracks. This particular track is from his acoustic EP, which I don't think is still available, unfortunately. But fortunately, I've got a copy. I'm going to play a track for you. This is Stephen Langstaff and Spires.
Take me back.
Stephen Langstaff and Spires, and that's a great track live as well. I love it. Stephen Langstaff, yeah, he has fast become our unofficial patron for Liverpool Acoustic Live. He played at our first Liverpool Acoustic Live event in February 2009, and he's returned every year since, playing our first and our second birthdays, and judging the Liverpool Acoustic View2 Songwriting Challenge last year. More often found these days playing larger stages, from the O2 Academy and the Liverpool Philharmonic to Chester Rocks and the Echo Arena. Stephen is equally at home with only a guitar, his incredible voice, a bunch of memorable songs, an intimate venue and an appreciative audience, just how we like it at the View2 Gallery. You can find him online at stephenlangstaff.co.uk, and he's a busy guy at the moment. He's doing lots and lots of really good stuff, so do check him out. Right, next up, our out-of-town visitors, because we tend to put at least one out-of-town visitor onto each of our bills, just to introduce the local music going public to some of the talent that's a bit further afield. And we've got Holly Tamar and Chris Bilton. They are two Yorkshire-bred 20-somethings with a talent for writing and arranging beautiful acoustic originals, covering genres to suit almost everyone: acoustic, folk, country, jazz, doo-wop and a hint of hip-hop. Frank, intimate, but never anything less than stunningly delicate, these two northerners invite you on a journey into their world with one of the most distinctive voices in the Yorkshire area and a naturally warm rapport with each other on stage. Holly and Christopher have truly earned their reputation as one of the North's most respected acoustic duos. Delicate finger-picking acoustic and electric guitar, perfectly placed percussion and a repertoire of unpretentious songs. Over the last few years, Holly and Christopher have honed their live show and performed extensively in the UK, which within the space of 2 weeks in March 2011 earned them national airplay from BBC Radio 2 presenter Steve Lamarck, and a prestigious place at the Glastonbury Emerging Talent long list in 2011 as well. There's no substitute for good old-fashioned hard work, he says, getting a Kermit in his throat. and 6 years, thousands of miles, and hundreds of gigs later, it's about time the whole world knew about the best kept secret in York. You can find Holly Taymor and Chris Bilton at hollytaymor.com. And this particular track is taken from their current EP, which is called Never Winter Mind, and it's a track called Beautiful Days. I've been listening to this EP actually. There's some really, really cool stuff on it, so I do hope you enjoy it. So this is Holly Taymor and Chris Bilton, our visitors from York, and a track called Beautiful Days on the Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Well, I could go 9,000 days with no bite to eat if I were with you. Well, I could swim every last sea if you were there on the horizon.
Persistence, it is an unpredictable game, but you played it like an expert. Cautious, I played coy in the shark pond, and you dived in without a hesitation. I spend our lives entwined, and each day I feel I am getting stronger.
Well, I could go 9,000 days with no bite to eat if I were with you. Well, I could swim every last sea if you were there on the horizon.
So dismiss your fears and pull me still nearer. Question in your eyes becomes a whisper. So solid in mind, but so helpless to control it. I find myself beating you to it. So let's join hands and stick to the plan that we have made in our naive optimism. We'll follow our path even with its many turnstiles and greet the unexpected folks with laughter. Who knows what draws the strings that tie together? Watch it grow as threat by strand our lives entwine. Each day I feel I am getting strong.
Ratty Little Fingers, and I'm sure that got your feet tapping, if nothing else. That was a track called Clove Hitch, which is on the Eat With Your Fingers EP, which is available from the Bandcamp page, and the Bandcamp page is rattylittlefingers.bandcamp.com. And yeah, Ratty Little Fingers, they played our first Liverpool Acoustic Extra gig last year. We ran extra gigs from, I think it was March, all the way through to September. We had some cracking extra gigs. And we're not doing them every month, but we're putting them on occasionally, like next month we've got one. They played our first one, and they raised the roof, I think the phrase is, crack and set they did. So we're really pleased to have them back for the main Liverpool Acoustic live events. A little bit different in so far as the biog they sent through, because they've sent through a recipe instead, and it's this ingredients: a trio of selected musicians, a medley of instruments, one cup of folk, one cup of pop, one slice of quirkiness, two spoons of imagination, and a bouquet garni of influences to taste. Preparation. Number one, season the musicians in a blend of pop, grunge, and folk, and leave to marinate for 12 months. Number two, add the musicians to the instruments: guitar, banjo, fiddle, T-chest, 80s, Casiog, and flute, and coat them in the folk and pop. Number three, preheat the oven, add the quirkiness, imagination, and influences, and allow them to infuse. Number four, add the rest of the mixture and cook until well done. Serving suggestion: best served live in 30-minute intervals or on record as single tracks, EPs or albums. There you go, there's a super recipe for you, one that I'm sure Delia Smith herself would be proud of. Bret Little Fingers or Austin, Christian and Katie. Inspired by bands like The Flaming Lips and Pixies, they sing raucous and chaotic pop songs whilst pushing the folk genre. In 2011, the band played over 100 shows and festivals throughout the UK and across Europe, attracting such luminaries as Johnny Marr to their performances. You can find them at their website, which is therattylittlefingers.com. Even though the band name is Ratty Little Fingers, the website is therattylittlefingers.com. So that's where you will be able to find them. And Yeah, do check out that the EP as well, Eat With Your Fingers, some really great songs on that, one of which you've just heard. So we're looking forward to hearing them at the next Liverpool Acoustic Live event. Now, next up, we've got two performers who are going to be playing mini slots for us, two 10-minute mini slots. And they are the two winners of our Liverpool Acoustic YouTube Songwriting Challenge. First up, we've got Rob Rivieras. Rob is a 23-year-old acoustic singer-songwriter from the northwest of England, crafting conscious lyrics with soft vocals and simple melodies. Rob creates a minimalist yet deeply soulful sound. His debut EP, Before the Dawn, was released online in May 2011 and offered as a Name Your Price download. As well as building and managing his own website, he regularly posts videos on YouTube and strives to maintain a direct relationship with his fans using several social networking sites. He also does, and he doesn't put this in his biography, but he does the live shows, which he streams on the internet, which are very good as well. Drawing on the delicate moments, dramas, dilemmas and dreams that we all find ourselves drifting in and out of, Rob writes conscious tales to inspire and intrigue. He's currently writing new material for a new EP whilst gigging in and around Liverpool, and he plans to embark on a mini festival tour in the summer of 2012. And as I said, Rob won the Audience Favourite Award at the Liverpool Acoustic YouTube Songwriting Challenge with his song Enough Is Enough, and he's been into the studio to he's half recorded it. Unfortunately, he wasn't too well, and he's just recovered from a nasty bout of illness, so he's going to go back into the studio and finish that recording. Thanks to Rob as well, because he played at the Liverpool Acoustic Afternoon as part of the Threshold Festival. Fantastic afternoon. Thanks to everybody who came down to support it, and Rob in particular, who co-hosted with me. And I think it was the first time he's done anything like that, and very good he was too. You can find him, everything about him, at his wonderful website, What He Made Himself, which is robrivieras.com. And if you didn't catch any of the things that I tell you in the show, then you can find it all in the show notes, which is spotlight.liverpoolacoustic.co.uk. You find links to all of the artists and where you can buy their music from. So I'm going to play you a track by Rob Rivieras, and then I'm going to go straight into a track by Silent Cities. Now, Silent Cities is the music project of singer-songwriter and fingerstyle guitarist Simon Madison. And Simon won the Judges Award at the Liverpool Acoustic YouTube Songwriting Challenge for his song Brother Affair. His EP Dreams is available on a Name Your Price basis from the Lost at Sea Records Bandcamp page. And you can find Simon or Silent Cities online on the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/silentcitiesuk. Let me have a look at what the tracks are called. First off, we've got Rob Rivieras and Before the Dawn. That's going to be followed by Silent Cities and a cracking song called All These Winds. Thank you.
Before the dawn, I don't see dark. I see the stars, they shine on through. Before the light, before the night has run its course. Oh, no divisions breaking my visions. Just a night between the two. Just call it day. I turn away, it's all the same. We shy from the darkness where it shows us truth. Before the dawn, our fears are let loose. So I'll wait for you before the dawn. And all of the creatures that you've come to fear are images imagined before you hear. They wait for you before the dawn. Beyond comprehension, neglected to mention. Did you lose the words to prove? You say how you know places we go when we call home. So don't let divisions break down your visions. Look beyond them, you'll find the truth. When life fades away, call us, they stay. It's all the same. Yeah, we shine from the darkness cause it shows us truth. Before the dawn, our fears are let loose. So I'll wait for you before the dawn. And all of the creatures that you've come to fear are images imagined before you hear. They wait for you before the dawn. Absence, do we find unhappiness? In this sorrow, will I find bliss? Seeing joy and sadness, sorrows become then something beautiful. Whoa. We shy from the darkness, but it shows us truth. Before the dawn, our fears are let loose. So I'll wait for you before the dawn. And all of the creatures that you've come to fear. Images imagined before you hear. They wait for you before the dawn. Before the dawn. Before the dawn. Before the dawn. Thank you.
bought new shoes to keep you on the ground, setting the benchmark of our life. The craziest thing that you could dream of, we will flow on by. All these winds are pushing me towards you.
Super. Yeah, Rob Riviera's there with Before the Dawn, followed by Silent Cities, which is the project of Simon Madison, and All These Winds. And that was great. So that is our lineup for the Liverpool Acoustic Live event on the 24th of February. Stephen Langstaff, Holly Tamar and Chris Bilton, Ratty Little Fingers, Rob Riviera's, and Simon Madison, aka Silent Cities. I did say I've got a couple of bonus tracks, and these are coming up now. The first one is from Rob Vincent. Now, Rob played for us at the Liverpool Acoustic Afternoon as part of Threshold Festival, but he wasn't added to the lineup until after I'd recorded the last Spotlight show. So I did say to him that I would play one of his tracks in this particular show. Let me tell you a little bit about Rob. This is what he sent through. If there's a lot of half-finished, semi-fulfilled, vaguely unsatisfying music around these days, songs that say nothing about you or about your life, then maybe it's because the people who make it haven't lived much of a life themselves. Not so in the case of Robert Vincent, the searingly honest Liverpool singer-songwriter whose mix of folk, country and rock is like a Mersey Van Morrison or a Scouse Springsteen. Born in 1981 into a house that rang to the sounds of Johnny Cash, the Beatles and Pink Floyd, Robert knew before he was 5 years old that he wanted to be a musician. When he became a father at 17, he had to balance the hard graft of life in a working band with the responsibility of providing for a family. He's seen setbacks and false dawns. He's come near to success only to have it snatched away, but he's never lost faith in his own music. And now that faith is coming good, he says, I've done the whole thing of trying to be what people want me to be, Rob explains in his warm and good-humoured Scouse drawl. And I'll try not. I won't try to do his Scouse drawl because I can't quite do it. But he carries on and says, and in the end, I just thought I've had enough of this. The songs I've written now, some of them sound like Johnny Cash and some of them like 50s rock and roll, but they're what I wanted to write. And the funny thing is, the more honest I am, the better people like it. The result is Rob's debut album, Life in Easy Steps, a set of songs that are alternately as open and empathetic as Second Chance and as raw and righteous as Riot's Cry, all held together with a singular lyrical vision and a voice that can soothe, comfort or turn down a wall. In a sea of plastic pop, this is real rock and roll. You can find him, let me just check his website, is Robert Vincent Music. I announced him as Rob Vincent. His website is Robert Vincent Music. So I'm going to play a track from Robert Vincent Music and then go straight into our, I'll play the track and then I'll come back to you. This is Robert Vincent and The Bomb.
Thank you.
it's just testing me if all so long. It's got the best of me, it had me running for the warmth of my mother's arms. A pressure point is relieving me in swollen joints. Stop supporting me, it's in my mind, of course. That's where I'd always rather be. I've let the passion that it took to hold you. Dodge the falling bombs, what people say about me. It's far from my business now. You've made your beds, you better lie in them, it's in your hands. I should be helping you, I took myself away. Broken, battered, bruised. Broken, battered, bruised. And I've lacked the passion that it took to hold you.
Rob Vincent there and The Bomb. Okay, our final track, our final bonus track as well, is from Leah, and this is what was sent through. Leah, fronted by Simon Monaghan, is a collective of musicians, a band that grows, changes and evolves. Their first album, Compassionate Ride, was created back in 2004, and since then they've released a number of singles, including Hazel, It's My Morning and The Last Woman. Ever Being on Lark Lane is the latest offering from the band, and regular shows in the Midlands are set to further grow their popularity. China Club is the brand new single, and the acoustic instrumentation is blended brilliantly with an infectious folk melody not easily forgotten. The lyrics explore the fragility of personal relationships, and for good reason, China Club has become a firm favourite for the ensemble to perform. Leah are currently working with Sound Consultancy to develop their profile in 2012. You can find them at their website, which is leah.co.uk. Leah is L-E-E-R-E. And this single, China Club, can be downloaded for free from resoundmedia.co.uk/shop and use the code China Club. And you can buy the album Ever Being on Lark Lane from Amazon, and there's a link in the show notes to that. So this is our final track, our final bonus track. This is Leah and China Club.
Thank you. cut of up. It's not enough to make it up. Rocks him out, it shocks him more. See her smiling out the door. So he took her down to China Club. See if she'd move to the sound of love. See if she'd move to the sound of love. And it went fine, fine, fine. Went fine, fine, fine. Though she wasn't happy. He praises her and tells her why. Not hearing it, it's passed her by. He's felt his heart, he's felt it go. The cracks are all now on show. So he took her down to China Club. See if she'd move to the sound of love. See if she'd move to the sound of love. Give it time, time, time. She hears time, time, time. Until she was happy. She could break in your hands, saying she is precious every day. While you push it on, she may have left you right behind you. She could break in your hands, saying she is precious every day. While you push it on, she may have left you right behind again. She may have left you right behind again. So she took him down to China Club to see if he'd groove to the sound of love. To see if he'd groove to the sound of love. And it went fine, fine, fine. It went fine, fine, fine. From there she was happy. Kind, kind, kind. Not her kind, kind, kind. And so she was happy.
Love that, oh, that violin. it just makes the song. That does, that was great. That was Leah and China Club, and as I said, that is available as a free download from the 14th of February, so it's out now. So head on over to where is it, resoundmedia.co.uk/shop, and use the code China Club to get it for free. Right, thank you very much for listening. Just a quick recap, the next Liverpool Acoustic Live event is on Friday the 24th of February at the View 2 Gallery. We've got Stephen Langstaff, Holly Tamar and Chris Bilton, Ratty Little Fingers, Rob Rivieras and Simon Madison at Silent Cities. The tickets are online and have already sold out. Limited number of tickets for £6 will be available when the doors open at 8 o'clock on a strictly first come first served basis. Once all them have sold, then that will be it. We won't be able to let any more in. As I said, do sign up to our event PR mailing list. If you missed out on tickets this time, you get advanced notice and the chance to buy tickets for events before they go on general sale. Just head on over to liverpoolacoustic.co.uk and click on the MailChimp little image and you go through to the sign up page for that thank you. Let me just read out the blurb I normally read at the end of the show. You've been listening to Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight number 64 for February 2012. If you get the chance, please support your local artists by emailing them, joining their mailing list, leaving them comments, going to their gigs and buying the music direct from them where possible. The Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight is produced and presented by me, Graham Holland, grahamholland.co.uk. On behalf of the Liverpool Acoustic website, liverpoolacoustic.co.uk, and is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting, musicpodcasting.org. The theme music is King of the Fairies by Andrew Ellis from his CD Midnight on the Water. And that's it. Thank you for listening. I do hope that you got tickets, and I'll see you down at the next Liverpool Acoustic Live gig. And until then, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.